The Crisco Kid Block Party.
All right, before we start, I do want to say thank you for the Lopez playing cards, man. I got that earlier this year.
Oh, man, you know what, dude? Those were, you know, we were trying to make those, and Chinga, I didn't even get a deck of those things, man, so value those things.
Trust me, people try to reach for them, I had to slap them in the hand like, hey, man, don't touch those, man. They're limited. George Lopez is on the phone. What's up, baby? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's always good to talk to Arizona. Listen, there's a lot going on, man. There's did you share with Joe might go to the vote there? That's good news.
Yeah.
You have early voting until November 4th. That's also good news, too. Arizona is always important to every election, and far be it from me to try to change anybody's mind politically in one phone call. I wouldn't even try to change anybody's mind anyways, but the important thing is that either vote early or vote on the 8th, but whatever you do, make sure that you vote. And I don't even care who you vote for. Just go and vote. I don't really care who anybody votes for, but I know a low voter turnout hurts people who are more lower middle class
right.
People. And the side of the Republicans, they almost count on Latino people, African-American people, women, young people, especially young people. They almost count on them not voting, and that helps them and hurts us.
So right.
The thing I'm trying to do is just spread the word. Arizona's a great state, and get out there and vote, and let's see what the numbers, let's see what adds up.
Right. Well, this year, you know, they're saying 2016, 27 million Latino voters, eligible voters, and it would be a waste to see 27 million people not go to the polls this year.
Well, you know, nobody really takes Latino people serious, you know, because you know, for one thing, we come from different countries, different parts of Latin America. We won't agree on anything particularly. We don't agree on, some people use bread, some people use tortilla, some people don't even use tortilla, some people use like a pita bread. Some people speak faster in Spanish, some people speak slower. Some people don't like a certain group from a certain part, and other people don't like that. So forget about trying to get along. We're just trying to be heard. That's the main thing. Forget about us rising together and unifying. That's not going to happen between now and November 8th. We're talking about individually, everybody making their voice heard by going out to vote.
And I think another thing that I like what you're doing, or I like what Voto Latino is doing, is teaming up with Lyft, man, really eliminating the excuse of not finding a way to get to the
right.
polls this year.
Right. You know, I think it's great for Lyft to do that. And here's what you do. Here's the angle that I think a lot of people will take. I don't know if a lot of people would do this, but get Lyft to take you to vote, and then the spoils get you to take them to the 99 stairs, or to the market, or go get some medicine. Do all the mandados that you have to do the same day you vote. Fucking Lyft, they'll take you in.
Yeah, they'll take you. Hey, George, I've been watching just a lot of different interviews, and not to get too political on either side here, but I do just want to ask you, because, you know, Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, man, and you know, I just want to know, what is George Lopez's version of America being the best it can be?
Well, I think America is a great. I mean, look at me. I'm like an epitome of a great representation of the American dream. The American dream is for everyone. But also, you don't like people to live in the shadows or to live in fear. So I've never been for open borders. I don't think any of us should be for open borders because of the problems that we've had. Terrorism, even though they don't come from the south of the border.
Right.
The problem that we have is the people who are not obeying the laws as citizens or as people who live in the United States need to be removed and returned, no matter where they're from. But the people who come here and work hard every day, those people should not have to work in the shadows or live in the shadows. Those people should be able to get on a path or find a way to become either a green card carrying person or a person who gets their citizenship. But they shouldn't be lumped in with a percentage of people who don't want to abide by this country's rules.
So the best America would be like, come here, work hard, and go after that American dream.
Yes, and not feel like there's a lot of people who feel entitled, who tell people to go back to where they came from.
Mm.
But also, if you're here from somewhere else, you shouldn't feel minimalized by somebody who's feels entitled because they're equal to you. No one person is better than the other person.
Man, George Lopez is preaching today, man. George Lopez is preaching, man. Also, I know that you've said a lot of things. You've been very vocal against Trump. And one thing was that he hasn't blocked you yet. Did he ever officially block you yet or no?
No, man, that fool, man. Let me say something, man. You know, you learn a lot about a guy. Listen, I'm not running for husband of the year when I was married. I wouldn't win. Lopez doesn't deserve to be leader of the free world as well because he's got, I mean, getting a, when I look up to you as a sucio, you know you got problems.
George Lopez, man. Hey, before you go, I got to ask you because I did see your tweet about the Dakota Pipeline. You know, this is something I've started to talk about. And yes. Just your rights as an American citizen. Some people are saying, well, Crisco, there's other Native American people that are not even backing the natives that are there because it's not really what it's supposed to be. But I'm like, you don't understand. There's rights that are being taken away and rights that aren't being respected. And I think that's one thing that we seem to be agreeing on that issue.
Well, listen, I mean, there's so much that has been done to the Native American. I mean, would you go to Beverly Hills and protest in front of those big houses because you wanted their water? I don't think that would happen, you know. So it's something that you look at that hasn't gotten a lot of attention politically. But also, I support them. I support their right to protect their land. I support their right to protect their water. And because somebody wants you, what you have doesn't mean they can just take it. This is not what America is supposed to be. You just can't take something because it benefits you and hurts someone else. And when I find a window in the schedule, I'm going out there to stand with the people.
Yeah, let me know when that happens because I'd love to join you.
I'm going out there. Yes, I'm going out there.
All right, there we go. George Lopez, one more time, remind everybody what they need to do today and on Tuesday.
They need to go out there and vote, and Lyft is helping you out. So this is what you've learned in this conversation. I'm not going to win husband of the year. Donald Trump is a sucio, and you can use Lyft to take you to vote and maybe take you to do mandados, take you to the market and then drop you off at some viejas right there. Maybe wait about an hour and then take you home.
Hey, season two. Are we getting to season two of Lopez or what?
Yeah, man. Season two is starting in January, and then we'll see what twists and turns.
But, okay, good, man. Make sure you call back and check in with the Crisco Kid Block Party.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And we're trying to bring the first one back, too.
Oh, damn. George Lopez dropping that exclusive, Jules. George Lopez dropping the exclusive. Yo, man, congratulations on everything. Good luck for everything in the future. And George Lopez, thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Orale, you're welcome.
The Crisco Kid Block Party.